Under the tribunal's ruling, Aboriginal cultural heritage assessors will be paid about $380 a day, compared to their asking price of about $700, still less than the $1,000 non-Aboriginal field workers normally receive for similar work. The tribunal found in favour of Powerlink, a government-owned organisation, saying Aboriginal consulting fees charged by the Jagera people in Brisbane were too high. The tribunal's decision, made in January, is already causing headaches for Aboriginal workers. The Eastern Yugambeh Group has quoted cultural heritage services for a new development at between $27,000 and almost $50,000. But construction firm Heritage Pacific has cited the tribunal's ruling, saying they will only pay $5,000, less than a fifth of the quoted price. Eastern Yugambeh has responded by filing two complaints of racial discrimination to the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission against Heritage Pacific. Wesley Aird, Managing Director of Eastern Yugambeh Limited, says the developers were not open to negotiations.
We had made a rather detailed submission to Heritage Pacific, and they have not come back with any suggestion as to what work they want or what work they don't want. They've simply said, here's a round figure, take it or leave it. It came via their lawyers. We know that in Queensland, the cultural heritage legislation is rather weak, and I think that there is that sense of inequity that, you know, when a developer doesn't want to look after cultural heritage, often there is very little that Indigenous groups can do about it.
He disagrees with the tribunal's decision, saying the rates were fairly priced.
The company that I work for uses a very standard format that takes into consideration, wages for people doing the work, the overheads for the company, and a small amount of profit that would, for us, then be used to go to, community initiatives. The company that I work for doesn't receive a cent from any government sources at this stage, so, we charge on commercial rates. I don't think that the actual rates are the issue. I think what Heritage Pacific are saying is that because their counter-offer is so small, it looks as if they just want to write a cheque and, almost like a bit of hush money saying, yeah, this should do you. I can't imagine that a company like Heritage Pacific would treat any other contractor in the way that they've treated us. You know, I can't imagine them going to a large firm of engineers or architects or landscapers and saying, I don't really care what your quote is, here's what I'm going to pay you. In Queensland, there is cultural heritage legislation, and it is binding on all developers. The problem is that the legislation is very weak, and we are fearful that developers are trying to just get away without even paying any attention to the legislation.
He says the tribunal has set a dangerous precedent in setting a wage cap for Indigenous workers without considering their individual skills.
Developers and other state government departments are taking the lead of Powerlink and trying very hard to set some sort of maximum wage for Aboriginal people, irrespective of their training, skills, their qualifications, or even their experience. I think it's quite wrong to bundle all Aboriginal people into one neat little pay packet and say, well, this is what I pay all these people. I don't think that would happen with any other group of consultants, professionals, or any other race.
Chris Graham, editor of the National Indigenous Times newspaper, says the tribunal ruling discriminates against Indigenous workers.
Unquestionably. It's not only discrimination, it's indefensible. The Land and Resources Tribunal and the Queensland Government in a month of Sundays could never justify this decision. They don't impose wages on other industries, but they feel they're able to impose wages on Aboriginal people and put a price on what their knowledge of cultural heritage is. And it's frankly outrageous.
Is it indicative of White Australia's view of the expertise of Indigenous workers?
I think that's precisely what it is, and I think it's also indicative of White Australia's indifference towards Aboriginal cultural heritage. No other industry would ever be forced through this, and it begs the question why the Bertie Labor government would foist it on Aboriginal people. They'd never get away with it if they tried it anywhere else.
He says the Queensland Tribunal's ruling could have implications Australia-wide.
It could set a precedent in other states. In fact, it has massive implications for cultural heritage management work throughout the country. The various jurisdictions set different rates of pay according to what the market can sustain, and that is an appropriate way for an industry to form. But what the Beattie government's trying to do is force a low wage on Aboriginal workers. And I think it'd be naive to think that other state leaders wouldn't grab the opportunity to try and do the same thing. I think the Jagera have fought hard on this issue, but I hope Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal supporters around the country realise that it's not just a Jagera fight, it's a fight that all Aboriginal Australians will have to probably engage in, so I'd urge them to take an active interest in the matter.
Tom Calmer, Race Discrimination Commissioner with the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, was unable to comment because the investigation is ongoing.